Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com. What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Jean Hodesh of Grow NYC's Green Markets. And Jean, where are we heading today?
Hi, Erin. So we're going to head up on the A train to Washington Heights and the 175th Street Green Market, which is truly one of my favorite seasonal markets. It was first opened in 1977, so it's been there a really long time and has a very loyal following of customers. But today is this year's opening day for the season, and it'll be there each Thursday through November 21st. So I went up on the A train, and the farmers were just telling me how nice it is to see their returning customers. Also, some new additions this year. It's the first year that we're offering compost and textile recycling at 175th. So our coordinator was under his orange tent handing out information to customers, telling them what to bring back next week. They can bring back clothes and textiles to recycle, as well as food scraps that will be turned into compost. And then starting on July 11th, just in a couple weeks, every week throughout the summer, the Department of Health Stellar Markets program will be there offering nutrition classes and cooking demonstrations in Spanish and English, as well as activities for kids. So they're actually also partnering with Emblem Health this summer, so we have a lot of partners in the market, and these activities, they always draw a huge crowd. It's always lots of kids and families around learning about how to make healthy lifestyle choices. So it really adds to the overall lively atmosphere that this market is known for.
Excellent. And what about as far as shopping? What are the farmers and products we can expect to find?
Yeah, the shopping is awesome at 175th Street. So SNSO, who you might know, their stands are always really piled high. You've seen them at Union Square, Greenpoint, or Dag Hammarskjöld Markets. I think they've been at 175th since it opened in 77. So they were there this morning. They've got all kinds of summer squash. They've got lettuce, purslane, callaloo, and onions from the famous Black Dirt region of Orange County. Migliorelli Farm is there. They had this morning their first pick of basil for the season, as well as cherries, golden beets, and their excellent tomato juice. Hefner Farm has incredible herbs for your window boxes and urban gardens, as well as hanging baskets of fuchsia plants, geraniums, and all sorts of other plants to keep New York City green around your house this summer. Bread Alone and Meredith's Bakery are there offering pastries, fresh baked bread, and pies. And then starting in a couple weeks, the market will expand a little bit more, and we'll see the return of Sea Tuck Fishery, who I remember a couple summers ago I went up to 175th and got some excellent blue crabs from them. And also La Baraja and Nolasco's Farm, they're both new farmer development project farmers. They'll return, and they'll have an incredible selection of specialty Mexican herbs, tomatillos, and other just fresh, beautiful summer vegetables.
Excellent. And once our shopping basket is full, what else do you recommend in the neighborhood? What should we be making sure to check out?
Yeah, there are some good eats in this neighborhood. So sometimes there's a vendor hanging around the market who's selling tamales, which is always lucky. They weren't there today, but I've seen them in the past. Lucky if you can strike some tamales. Or then just across the street, there's a great restaurant called Malecon, and it's Dominican food. They've got rotisserie chicken, they've got plantains, all kinds of wonderful Dominican delicacies. So it's fun to pop in there. And then just a couple blocks over from the market, there's a really nice park, the J. Hood Wright Park. That's a great place to cool off after you've done some shopping and snack on all the fruit you just bought.
Lovely. So aside from making a trek up to 175th, what else is going on market-wise over the weekend and the next couple of days that we should keep our calendar clear for?
Sure. Well, I wanted to give a plug. Obviously, summer produce is coming in full force, and it is a great place to shop for 4th of July celebrations. But I wanted to mention that all our Thursday markets will remain open next Thursday, July 4th, including 175th Street. So don't feel like you've missed the boat. You can always go out on Thursday and do some shopping. They'll be there. And then also we have some other seasonal market openings coming up in the next couple days. Tomorrow, Lincoln Hospital opens. Poe Park in the Bronx opens on July 2nd, and Corona in Queens opens on July 5th. And then a couple other fun events that are coming up in the near future. On July 10th, Slow Food NYC and the Astor Center are holding their second annual Spirits of New York event from 7 to 9 at the Astor Center. And we're partnering with them for about an hour beforehand from 6 to 7. We'll be screening our grains videos. So you can look for more information about that on our website. And then on July 11th at 6:30 at IFC, there's the NYC premiere of a great new documentary called Symphony of the Soil, which is a new documentary from Deborah Kunz-Garcia. It's sort of an exploration of soil, everything you ever wanted to know about soil, and sort of a look at it around the world. And then, of course, on July 17th from 4 to 8, we'll keep telling you all about our upcoming Union Square Night Market. So mark your calendars and look forward to joining us out there under the stars.
You better believe it. I actually just made dinner plans that are preceded by a stop at the night market.
Nice.
So definitely not to be missed. Well, thanks so much for taking some time out and give us the update this week.
Sure.
For folks who want to find out more about what's happening in New York City's green markets, definitely visit them at www.grownyc.org. You can get more information on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, everything that's happening each week in every green market neighborhood. If you want to stay up to date in the moment, definitely find them on your favorite social media stream, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr. They're everywhere you want to be. And don't forget to stay tuned in next Thursday for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.